When people talk to me about words that they think should not be words, irregardless is usually near the top of the list.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Interesting you bring up irregardless. That word was the topic of a Facebook discussion with some friends just last week. So what's the verdict? Is irregardless really a word?
Well, I have a good story about this. About a year ago, I was talking with someone who has become a good friend of mine. And we were talking about my perspective on the naturalness of language change. And he looked at me and he said, "You're probably going to tell me that irregardless is a word." And I gave him that look that said, "Oh, yes, I am." And I said, "You know, people use it. And so it's in most dictionaries." And you could see that his respect for me and my scholarly perspective was seriously shaken.
Well, the same thing happened to me. I was ready to be smug and then looked it up and found out it is indeed a word. Imagine my shock.
It is in most standard dictionaries, which is most people's criterion for whether something is a word or a real word. Now, most dictionaries will mark it as non-standard to indicate that this isn't a word that right now is considered standard and that, in fact, it's a word that many people judge. But dictionaries will say that this is a blend. It seems to be a blend of irrespective and regardless. And while it's judged, it's a word people use, so it's a word.
So, Anne, give us an example of how people use irregardless.
Most people seem to use irregardless synonymously with regardless. I think sometimes in contexts where they're being formal. I looked in a database online and found a lot of examples on NPR, actually, where people will say, "Irregardless of the person's status," or "irregardless of what happens with the economy."
Surely you jest. Not on NPR. That can't
on NPR,
be.
Indeed.
And even though it's marked non-standard, we don't care. It's in the dictionary.
It's in the dictionary. And American Heritage points out that it's no more contradictory than a verb like debone, which says the same thing twice.
I wanted to get into that. What are some of the other words? One of my favorites, it's not really a word, it's hot water heater. That drives me crazy as well. What are some of your favorites?
Language is redundant, that we will say the same thing twice. And you hear us do it in a phrase like free gift or future plans, that here we are saying something twice. So maybe if speakers missed it the first time, they'll catch it the second time. A verb that is sneaking in that some people notice but not everyone does is de-thaw, which is repeating itself, probably on analogy with defrost.
That reminds me, I have to de-thaw some chicken later today. So, Anne, what's the best way to repudiate a word you think is not a word? Just listen to us on Sunday mornings?
Linguists would say that if it's a word and we know what it means, it's a word and you'll find it in most dictionaries.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.